B-Pod Studios.
Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
It's the 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Missanelli Show. A lot of interesting little topics to talk about in this hour. 3 o'clock hour brought to us by Corporate Weeks Bakery and Deli, where famous tomato pie and hoagie party tray is every bit as good. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We've been talking about how the vision and the trust in one Howie Roseman. Just because they haven't signed a running back yet, are you confident that Uncle Howie is going to take care of everything? Whatever flaws you may see in the Eagles right now, how he knows the flaws, he's going to address them eventually. So he didn't sign Tevin Coleman. Didn't sign other running backs out there, like Mark Ingram. He could orchestrate a trade for Jordan Howard. There's a lot of guys that he could draft. Maybe they come back with the same plan of attack next year and they mix in a rookie in the mix. I don't know. I think he's earned the right for us to trust him at this point until otherwise noted. Also, some interesting statistics we're going to reveal a little later about Jimmy Butler's reluctance to shoot the three-point shot all of a sudden. And also, during this hour, we're going to talk about a former NFL quarterback who's now a college coach who has been solicited to come back in the NFL. While Colin Kaepernick has not. Now, this guy hasn't played in the NFL for 4 years, maybe. Five. Six. It's an interesting story. We'll get to it a little later. 8 years. Excuse me. The guy hasn't played in the league for 8 years. And hasn't been a starter in the league for 11. And yet, they showed more interest in this guy than Colin Kaepernick. So you tell me what's up. Let's go to Ed in Conshohocken. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed. Yo, Ed. Come on, Ed. I hear you in the background.
Oh, hello.
Come on, Ed. Turn your TV or radio off, Ed. Come on, buddy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We got a delay here. Yes.
Following my adventures with John Middleton,
mm-hmm.
I thought I'd share the feedback I received following my appearance on your show.
Oh, yes, you are talking about John Middleton. He has some Middleton stories.
I'm happy to report that the responses from family, friends, and the general public were overwhelmingly positive.
Awesome. I have to tell you that I had a really long conversation with John Middleton last Thursday night in Clearwater.
Oh.
And he will be coming on the show one of these days soon.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
I neglected to mention that John and I are both Haverford School grads.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, I'm not here to promote, but Haverford School is the finest boys prep school in the country.
Yeah, I went to Bristol High School, which is kind of similar to Haverford School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we were both second basemen. You were a better one than I was.
But it's not similar at all. I just made that up, Ed.
our graduate skills are not limited to sports.
Uh-huh.
As we are very well represented in the corporation.
Yes, Ed. Is there a point to this story? I hate to rush you here, but we have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Well, I just wanted to say that we're improving the quality of life globally.
At the Haverford School,
you gave me an opportunity to come on.
Oh, okay.
And John, with his keen business acumen, has brought us baseball's biggest.
Well, there you go. And Ed, maybe Bryce Harper's future family will attend the Haverford School, a fine institution. Where you have to pay probably like, I don't know, what's Haverford School? It's $50,000 these days?
It's got to be up there.
I paid zero at Bristol.
Yeah, I paid zero.
So my parents actually saved $50,000 a year by not sending me to Haverford.
Well, look at you. And my parents saved that same amount
by sending me to Penn Salkin. Right.
Where'd you go, Andrew?
I begged them to send me to Haverford School, but it wasn't in the budget.
Wasn't in the budget.
No.
No. Haverford, 38,000, it looks like.
Is it 38,000?
38,000.
Yeah. What's the highest Interact school right now? Who tops the scale? Is it Episcopal? Is it Haverford? Is it Malvern? Is it Germantown Academy? What is it?
We're gonna
who leads the league?
We're going to look all that up.
You know, Tyrone, you're banking. So, kids, you know, see where Ty's going to send his, what mainline Interact school will Ty send his kids to?
Thinking about
Andrew Salchun, the same thing. You'd be thinking about that these days, Andrew.
Or I'm going to be homeschooled.
My grandfather's alma mater, and I sent him to Notre Dame in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, near Ryder. It's where my grandfather, that's where my the kid's grandfather, be my wife's father, my father-in-law, went. So there might be a hookup if I send him there.
Well, there you go.
Got to save a couple dollars.
That's right.
So Malvern's only 31,000.
What? Well, Malvern's
Haverford, a bargain. Haverford's 38.
Bargain.
Haverford's 38. Episcopal's got to be more than that. Give me Episcopal. I'm saying Episcopal 1, Haverford 2, GA 3, Malvern 4. Gotcha. You got it?
Hold on. Where are you? Right, we're loading here.
This is like
upper school 36,000.
What is it?
36,000 for upper school.
At Episcopal?
Yes.
Well,
so Haverford's the highest.
Haverford leads the league.
And I'm looking at Germantown Academy.
What's GA?
For 9 through 12, 36.5.
Well, there you go.
So you got to go Malvern.
Akin to Episcopal.
Yeah.
Malvern is the cheapest.
You know, kindergarten there is only 23,975 for kindergarten.
That's a bargain for kindergarten.
Yeah, it goes way up for 9 through 12.
Wait,
yeah.
So this rumor that LeBron was going to send his kid to Malvern. LeBron's cheap is what you're telling me.
LeBron didn't want to spend the extra seven. All right, that's Scott Pottstown. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Scott?
Calling off today?
What's that?
You debate calling off today?
Did I debate calling off?
Yeah. Going golfing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out there. No, I can't do that, man. My people miss me. I'm dedicated to my people.
Yeah. Listen, I'm all for that school in Delco.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lot of people from Delco, and they were one of the dumbest people I ever met.
Nah, come on, man. So you can't be doing that. Scott, you can't be doing that. That's not right.
That's not true!
Yeah, it's not true, and it's not right.
All right, well, listen. I think we need to get Miles Sanders in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid he's going to move up.
You think he's going to move up the second round?
Yeah.
Well, the Eagles don't have a third, right? So they have to trade. They would have to trade into the third. They have two twos? All right, they have two twos. They can grab them.
I do want to sign a Jai to a year.
You want a Jai?
Yeah, I think he's better than Tevin, healthy, better than Ingram, healthy.
How do you know he's healthy?
Right now?
He's all banged up. He's got a back problem. He's got bone on bone in his knee. You want to say running backs, man, sometimes they get shot to hell. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, I got a violation on Tyrone.
All right, what's the violation?
Blocked on Twitter for saying boom roasted to him about something about Markel Fultz conversation.
He has a very, very low threshold, Tyrone. You start insulting him, you're out.
Yeah, like, after all, it is my own Twitter. I like to control that environment.
Like, if you're going to be insulting, we reserve the right to block. I haven't blocked in a long time. No, I blocked a guy today that said, eat a blank.
Yeah, but the best part about that tweet is, the best part, speaking of that, is he then goes hashtag Delco.
He goes hashtag Delco?
Yes, at the end of that.
I think a guy can tweet to me, eat a blank, and then expect to get blocked.
Exactly.
And he's going to complain that I blocked him.
Right. Also, that guy leaves out, I go back and forth with people all the time because I like to interact with the people.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm done. If you keep going and I've warned you, that's it. I'm done.
All right, here's the news on that quarterback. Former Bills quarterback. You remember J.P. Lossman? Yes. He's 38 years old. He's now an offensive coach at Clemson. And today, at the pro day, he threw the ball to wide receivers and defensive backs. And he looked so good in doing it that an NFL team actually asked him if he had any interest in coming back to the NFL. Seriously. J.P. Lossman! Could get a job, but Kaepernick can't.
He was terrible when he last played.
All right, for extra credit, where did J.P. Lossman go to college?
Was it Louisiana State?
Nope. It was in the state of Louisiana, though. See, college is sticking in my head. It's one of the useless tidbits of information. J.P. Lossman went to Tulane.
Oh, he did?
If I am not mistaken.
Yeah, no, Booney. Booney knew.
He did?
Yeah, Booney knew.
Yeah, Tulane. All right, let's go to Joe in West Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm thinking about the Eagles. First of all, with Deshaun Jackson, man, I think, you know, this time around, he's coming back to a team where, he's still needed, man. He's still going to be accounted for. You know what I mean? There's no quarterback controversy or things like that. So, I still seeing this time, the second time around being, just as good.
I think it's great. I think it's a great move.
Yeah. 22 is way different from 32. You know what I mean?
Even if he squawks, handle it.
Some people got
personal. Handle it. There are guys like that all around the league. They're usually wide receivers. Just handle it and move on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no quarterback controversy or nothing here. You know what I mean? So everything. I think that could turn out. Plus, I mean, I think him and they could work on that deep ball too. With the running back position, that unsteadiness hurts Wentz, because I think when you're a team, you got such a generic, like last year was so generic in a running game. Like, I think defenses can do pretty much anything. Like, that play action pass, how many times did he get sacked on that?
Mm-hmm.
They can play pretty much anything when it's generic. You have no threat of anybody catching a ball. You have no threat of anybody, making any big runs. And I think the defenses can be so, can overplay a lot of hands when you just don't have a threat of any type of running game.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the thing that Wentz needed last year. I mean, I think he wasn't able to, didn't have the time because nobody believed in any type of play action and nobody believed in their running game whatsoever.
Yep. No, so, I think you're right on the button. They need the position. There's no question. We're not denying that. Need a position. It's a matter of whether you have faith that this general manager knows the same thing you do. And of course he does. Right? Like, it's unfeasible to come think you're okay at running back when you've got Smallwood, Clement, Ajayi and Sproles. The latter two are dangling. You may have them, you may not. So you're going to have to add one, and you're probably going to have to add two. You add a veteran, you draft one. Fortified position. Joe and Mequon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Mikey Miss.
What's up, Joe?
Oh, I'm loving that guy, Ed, from Conshohocken. Probably almost a neighbor of mine.
Oh, he is? Yeah, Ed. Ed has Haverford School pride and Middleton family pride.
But you know the one thing we need to change, a la Ed?
What's that?
We need to learn how to pronounce Middleton instead of Middleton,
Middleton? Yeah.
Middleton.
Yeah.
I guess that's old money Philadelphia.
I think it is. I think it's old school. Yep.
Okay. I think we're going to have to make that change. It's John Middleton when you have him on.
Yeah. I know, and it's going to happen soon. I think me and Mitty bonded. Mm-hmm. Tyron, you were looking at across the room. Me and Middleton bonded.
Absolutely.
We had a deep conversation.
Pretty cool.
Share an affinity for cigars, I'm sure.
Well, we didn't actually talk cigars. We talked about everything else.
Okay.
I didn't even bring up the cigar part.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring that up to him when I have him on.
Exactly. Did you say yesterday you were going to Tuscany soon?
No, I was in Tuscany several years ago at a cooking school.
Okay. I'm going to Italy on Monday, actually.
No, we were talking about Tuscany in the context of that Seinfeld episode.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going on Monday,
it's beautiful, man. What are you going to do in Tuscany?
Well, of course we're going to see David, because she's never seen that before, and it's just stunning.
Yes.
We'll go to Pisa. That's, outside the... Yeah, and then we're going to spend actually a lot of time on the Amalfi Coast.
You're rolling.
Yeah, Sorrento, Capri.
That's going to be funny. That's going to be funny. I did a day at Capri.
Really? How'd you like it?
It was pretty cool. Capri's
pretty
cool.
Did you see the grotto?
I did, yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Howie Roseman, because I guess we should talk sports, I have absolutely no concern. I mean, he is, if not the most proactive general manager, he's the handful of the most proactive.
Yep.
He knows exactly what this team needs, and he's addressed it every year that he's been in the last 2 years. He's brought in more free agents than anyone I can think of.
Yeah. I got trust in him. And until he shows me I shouldn't trust him, then I'm good. Good with it. Yeah, the Tuscany trip I took many years ago, Tyrone, with went to cooking school, and it was me and 11 women.
You and 11 women in cooking school?
I didn't know who was going to be there. It was just I took a shot. A guy involved in wine recommended it to me. He told me all about it. So I took a shot and attended the school.
Well, I don't.
And it was just me and 11 women.
That's not a bad thing, necessarily. You're a single guy.
Yeah, it wasn't like a pickup, you know, situation.
Well,
like the women that were there came in groups of themselves. So they had their own little crew. I was just kind of a sole practitioner there.
Right, but what I'm saying is something could have happened. Maybe somebody gives you a little wink when you're doing the dough. Why is that impossible? That's not impossible.
That's all business.
In the cooking class, it's all business?
It's all business.
Was she focused on oregano? Was it women?
Professional chef was the teacher of the class. He didn't stand for any, you know, a rapt attention. The guy's a Manhattan chef who was the instructor for the week. We got up in the morning. We had a nice breakfast outside the villa. And then we started 10:30 cooking class. And we prepared the food we were going to eat for a 2:30 lunch. Had a little break. And then had another class at 4:30 and prepared the dinner for what we were going to have that night at 7:30.
Right, but during the break, you could have. Why not? Well, no fraternizing during the break? Yeah, hello? How are you today?
There was fraternizing, but it wasn't like pickup fraternizing. It's trying to be friendly fraternizing.
All right.
Like you're assuming that someone would be there that I'd be attracted to. It wasn't the case.
Oh, they were all brunettes?
Yeah, no short blondes.
Oh, how about that?
Come on, man. Let's go to Joe and Hershey. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, not much. Hey, I got a couple points. One, Brett Brown, and the other one is baseball and the shift. So I'll start with Brett Brown. With all the conversation, everything, you know, he's got to go around town. You know, you can get on the internet and just go, Brett Brown's got to go. You'll find everything on that. What do you think of him staying, rather, if that's serious talk, staying within the organization somewhere? Do you think he would be on board with actually...
Well, why would you want him in the organization? Like, what would be the advantage of that?
I don't have like a specific.
You feel sorry for him if he got fired? No, so you're giving him a fallback job?
Because I guess what I look at is we got a good team and we're talking about firing the head coach.
Well, you're talking about firing a head coach if he doesn't get past the second round. Now, that's a different circumstances than just talking about firing a head coach.
Well, what do you think? I want to know, do you have insight on what the players like? I'm curious what the player, because that's just a fan base, the radio.
Yeah, players don't care about coach.
Okay.
they really don't. At an NBA level, a coach is a necessary evil for these guys. Man, they're getting paid. They hold the hammer. And, you know, they whoever is the coach is the coach. It's not like they're going to want to save his job and go out and play for him and go balls to the wall. And I don't think that anybody cares about a coach that much in the NBA.
It's not the duty on their country.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. They're getting paid. They're professional athletes. They don't care who the coach is.
So that brings me to the next point with the player with basketball. I mean, if you had to draw up a list of Sixers on the roster right now of who, like, honestly was buying in, meaning wants to be in Philadelphia and wants to win.
I think Tobias Harris was buying in, and Ben Simmons, I think, for the time being, are in. I don't know what's going to happen in the future of both those guys, but it's all about winning. If they can get to the finals, I think they have guaranteed to keep this team together.
Okay, I agree.
And if they lose in the second round, things could fall apart. They could lose a coach, they could lose Butler, and then you're kind of like piecemealing it again with a new coach.
Yeah, great season. One and done changes everything in the playoffs.
Yeah, two and done, in my opinion, changes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And on, I know we talked about, I haven't listened in a couple of days, but we were talking about the four outfielders on Harper a couple days ago.
Yeah, and preseason is ridiculous.
That was crazy. I would like propose establishing like a set point.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we're going to shift, if we're going to accept the shift and not make it totally illegal, maybe an infield set point of two. Not to be overcomplicated, but 2 3-foot diameter circles, right? Where that player can shift into that circle.
I can't really
move.
I don't have a problem with the shift. I have a problem with it in spring training. That's where I have a problem with it. Like Bryce Harper's first that bat. For them to have a 4-man outfield and pitch around them is ridiculous. right? That manager should be ashamed of himself. But the MLB are tweaking some rules for this year. Single trade deadline for this year.
I like that.
That means no waiver rule trades.
I like that.
All-star game election day, where they're going to get, it's a little involved. I can't explain that now.
The top three voted in. Will then have a one day so that they can go on social media and sell it so we can actually see the guys' personalities. That's what that's right, for.
Yes. And $1 million bonus for the Home Run Derby to attract more people, to more sluggers to want to participate. And here's the important one in 2020. A three-batter minimum for pitchers and roster expansion in 2020.
I'm one or two on that one.
Joe Madden's already complaining.
You don't like the roster expansion?
No, I like the roster expansion. I think 26 and then only being able to go to 28 in September is fair. Because if you're the Phillies and you're in the mix like they're going to be this year, and they're paying like the Mets who are going to be out of the mix by then, they could have 40 guys. And then if you're not messing around, so the 28 is, I like that part. But I think three isn't the answer. I don't think that one's going to end up happening.
All right. Three batter minimum you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't love that.
You don't love it?
No.
Why?
Because I'm thinking if you're using a reliever, like if you use him like 3 out of 4 days or whatever, maybe it's safe for him to get in and get one batter and get out. I think it might actually end up getting guys hurt if he has to face three batters, if he's fatigued.
Can't use the guy if he pitched the day before, if you're worried about that. That's why you manage your bullpen. Use another guy.
Yeah, that's the counter.
That's part of the strategy for the other team, to get you to use a lesser guy. 610-632-0975. You know me, I don't think they should change anything in baseball. I think it's ridiculous to worry about the shift and three batter minimums. But I'm outnumbered now, because apparently baseball is failing. Noted by the 300,000 season tickets the Phillies sold. Mike Mussinelli Show, radio and TV, back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, let's get an update on our Twitter poll. I'll tell you what's going on with the show. We have a couple guests coming in at 4 o'clock hour, including John Clark, Johnny Airport, who caught DeSean Jackson coming off the plane, as only John can. And then hopefully the mayor of Clifton Heights, Joe Lombardo. Any word on that, Tyrone?
No, I was told by him that... that I should call him at 4:30.
Okay.
Because it was a yes. But if he doesn't answer the phone, that means he's decided that against it's no. It.
Okay. And I'm Joe Lombardo, the mayor of Clifton Heights, ripped me a new one via email for what I said yesterday about that story that was in the Inquirer about the desire to build a new school because it's overcrowded, the Upper Darby School District, and Upper Darby absorbed Clifton Heights into the school district many years ago, I understand. And so what they're complaining about is the taxes are already high in Clifton Heights, and obviously with a new school, they're going to raise it, in addition to take away the open space where they have fireworks and cow pie contests. So we'll straighten all this out, hopefully. It's time to...
I can't handle this, man.
What is your opinion on this whole issue?
I'm with you. Education is probably a little more important than cow pie bingo. No offense to the people who like cow pie bingo. I'm sure it's a very fun tradition. But come on, dude. You serious? Cow pie bingo? You can find another game to play.
No, they'll say it's for other reasons. But
you can find another game to play.
Open space is a priority for people. I understand that. But apparently these plans are going to build fields. And so there's still going to be fields for people. sort of boys club and you know, whatever. Let's get an update on our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Go ahead, Andrew.
All right, the question is, and it has nothing to do with Calpie Bingo, what is your level of faith in Howie Roseman and the Eagles to fill the roster holes? 67% say full faith, 29% say some faith, and 4% say no faith.
All righty. Calpie Bingo. I actually think that's a pretty fun idea.
Well,
it's taking advantage. It's exploiting the cow.
I don't know if PETA would appreciate it.
No, it's exploiting the cow, definitely. It's embarrassing the cow.
Now,
frankly,
people are telling me, multiple people on social media are saying
what?
That the Amish do this because they're not allowed to gamble.
Oh, so that it's a game for the Amish?
That yes, that this is where it kind of comes from, you know, the Pennsylvania Amish influence. It started with them as a way for them to have a wager without
and
wagering.
The wager would be a couple bags of grain?
You're really not supposed to gamble, so I think you would just win.
Oh, it's just for the sake of winning.
But
it's enjoyment.
But apparently that's where it came from, and that's why it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And then other places where the Amish spread, that's where you're going to find Calpie Bingo. So, but I mean, that's what multiple people are saying.
Now, who's got to clean up the winnings?
Well, the people obviously will volunteer. I'm sure they're Calpie volunteers out there if you're going to have that.
Must be a fun job.
I would do it with pride if I was a member of that community, if it brought that much enjoyment to the community. Calpie Bingo.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go this year. Assuming things go well with you and the mayor, I'm going to go this year. If things go badly, I'm not going because of safety reasons. I want to see it. I want to see what it's all about.
You'd fit in well.
Oh, well.
The Calpie event.
Listen, I'm used to being the only black person at things. This will just be another thing. I'll be just fine.
Where does the cow come from? My question. They have to import the cow. I don't know if there's any milk farms around in Clifton Heights or Upper Darby.
No.
The cow would have to be imported.
You'd probably bring them in from maybe Amish country and bring in the cow so that it's authentic from where the game originated. That's what I would do.
I can see the cows the night before. You know, they're probably chosen at random, was in conversation waiting for the big moment. Did you eat tonight? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go to Chris in Truxville Hill. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mike, thanks for having me on. First time caller.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, listen, I'm a Delco guy. Went to Upper Darby. I'm going to get the sports too. I'll just get this out of the way real quick.
All right, go ahead.
My mom went to Upper Darby. I went to Upper Darby. All my children went through Upper Darby. Have one there now.
Mm-hmm.
The whole school system is bursting at the seams. They need this school wholeheartedly and desperately. So all this junk about fields, the school did a great job in laying out the school and having field space for the children to go there. So
it's the way it looks. The story says that. So I'm going by the story.
I don't know what the guy's complaining about.
The mayor is not happy.
I don't know. And it's really silly.
And nor is the president of the Clifton Heights Boys Club not happy at all.
It's sad that they're making this much noise to complain about having field space over a school. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible, especially since the school system, and it was a state mandate back in the 70s that Upper Darby absorbed Clifton because their enrollment was declining.
Yeah.
So they tore their school down. They built a little shopping center where their high school used to be.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Okay.
Like, get over it.
I got you.
Get the school built. Let's get moving.
I got you.
Now, since Howie's been out of the broom closet when they got rid of Chip, he's done nothing but make excellent decisions and bringing good people in. And I feel like also bringing people in that are going to help the locker room to create a good culture there. So I have definitely every faith in my bone or fiber in my body says there's a plan.
I do too. He's earned the trust at this point. And the reason why he didn't sign Mark Ingram or Tevin Coleman, probably because they didn't fit. You know,
exactly.
I'll trust him to the point where they look like good players on the surface. They didn't fit what we wanted to do. I'll trust them.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. There's something there. They have a plan. They know who they want, and they're going to get the person. He's been delivering for the past several years, so got to keep the faith.
All right,
now, thanks, Mike. Have a good day.
You got it, buddy. All right, so there's a guy who wanted the school. The superintendent says having this middle school is the only sensible alternative to ease overcrowding. that has put more than 30 kids in some classes at the Drexel Hill and Beverly Hills Middle School. But I got a school called Beverly Hills, huh? We can't fit the enrollment we have now, he said, let alone a projected slight uptick. They are now using 10 modular classrooms at Drexel Hill while busing elementary students to leased space at two schools, one outside the district. All right, well, we'll hear from the mayor, hopefully. 611, open line, 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show. Talking all kinds of issues today on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
Mike Misnelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
3:45, Mike Misnelli's show. You know, I forgot an Interact school. Oh, my God. How could I forget Penn Charter, the home of one Matt Ryan? South Junior, she got any numbers on Penn Charter?
I'll check for you right now.
Penn Charter's got to be in there.
So what's the leader right now?
The leader in the clubhouse is Haverford School, followed by GA and... Episcopal at the 36,000 level.
And Malvern at Bargain
at 31. So yeah. Penn Charter
37,000.
Oh, Penn Charter moves into number two. But okay. There are other schools that we neglected that are outside that Interact circle. Tyrone, you discovered one, the Hun School in Jersey?
The Hun School in Princeton, New Jersey. You don't live there, over 40,000.
Over 40 at the Hun School.
If you're a boarding school mm-hmm. student, 60,800.
And what about the Hill School in Pottstown?
Montgomery County?
The Hill School.
$40,000.
$40,000 at the Hill.
If you're just a day student, $59,000 if you're tuition.
If you're a boarder.
Boarding student, yeah.
And that's the same with in Newtown, PA. There's George School up there, which is $39,000 if you don't board there, and close to $60,000 if you do board there.
Wow. And then... Wilmington, Delaware, there was a school. I just forgot the name, mm-hmm. but it was that one was up to Tower Hill School.
Oh, Tower Hill.
Oh, that was just 29.
Only 29.
Come on, Wilmington. Man.
Yes, only 29.
And there's Salesianum out there, which is also a private school. See, the only thing I have in common with George School in Bucks County, I once hit a home run off the building.
Oh, there you go.
In a Legion game, American Legion game.
Oh.
It's where Newtown used to play.
And they didn't charge you for that?
Did you hit a window?
I hit a window. It was a brick facing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice shot, though.
Yeah, that was the shot of my life, actually.
Crushed it.
It was a cranker.
Mike, by the way, I have something for your mm-hmm. cow pie here. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do some research for where they get the cow,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't find anything. But apparently, I read an article, and this was in the DelcoNewsNetwork.com, mm-hmm. so very good source that we have here. In 2016, they have a story about the third annual cow pie bingo.
Okay.
So that means this year, it'll be the sixth annual.
Okay, we have a guy on the line who has familiar information to cow pie bingo. It's Mike from Clifton Heights. He probably wants a piece of my hide, too. We'll go to Mike. Mike.
Mikey Miss.
What's
how
up?
Are you?
What's up, buddy?
Born and raised in Clifton Heights.
Uh-huh.
I played football up there. My son did. Coached up there. Athletic director. but the Cow Pie Bingo, it's a big fundraiser for the club. Make a lot of money on it.
I'm sure it's nice. You know? I'm not an anti-Cow Pie Bingo here. I'm just saying if you build a new school, there's going to be fields around the new school. You're not going to stop the Cow Pie Bingo. You can still have it.
You think they're going to let them do cow pie bingo?
Sure they will. If it's that big of a deal, of course they will. They won't shut down the cow pie bingo just because it's new fields.
Well, the cow, they get the cow from Hillside Nursery.
All right.
In Clifton Heights.
Okay.
They have a farm. The owners have a farm.
Oh, okay. Now, there's a farm in Clifton Heights.
No. It's a nursery. But
it's a nursery.
The owners have a farm somewhere.
Oh, okay. So they import the cow.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years, and it generates a ton of money.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm not anti-cow pie bingo. I think it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, but far as you're saying, well, we could still play football, baseball on the fields. Does that come with a written guarantee?
The superintendent is saying that the plans include for a football field, four baseball fields. I mean, I can only go by the story. Now, the superintendent can't be lying about this, right?
Well, the Boys Club, they have a clubhouse, they have locker room, they have nice aluminum bleachers. That's all going to be gone.
I get it. I get it that the Boys Club's important. Is it more important than education?
They can find another way to educate these kids somewhere. They can expand the school. Renovate. They can find another way. They don't have to take the land out of Clifton Heights.
All right, man. You're not taking the land out of Clifton Heights. The land will be still around. It'll just be a new school. New schools make for better learning environments, don't they? Well, less overcrowding makes for better learning environments. Education of middle school kids. They're the future. You know, the Boys Club can still exist. Let's go to Jerome and Manion. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Yo, this is Jarrell. What's going on?
Jarrell, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, question. So, I know that there's, like, this infatuation with, like, Tevin Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, would you have been satisfied just by production-wise if we would have grabbed him?
Yeah, I would have been satisfied with Tevin Coleman.
And so now I look at Isaiah Cromwell. And he has had a better productive career than Tevin Coleman. So I don't understand, why we're not talking about, Isaiah Cromwell.
Crowell. Yeah, he's a little older, isn't he?
He was drafted in 2014. He wasn't even drafted. He was unsigned. And then he was, so he came in the league in 2014. Tevin Coleman came in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that would be a valuable pickup.
He's certainly out there. Maybe that's what they have in mind. I mean, I don't know. But here's the thing. I think they have something in mind. And what they're telling you is that they have something in mind better than Tevin Coleman. That's basically what they're telling you. So we just have to trust that. And if they don't, I guess we're going to squawk about it, right?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
But I think that we're in a good place.
Yeah, he's
right
20, Kroll's 26. So, yeah, they got Bell, so they released him. He's out there. So, I don't know. Maybe he's the guy.
Yeah, I would grab him.
Catch the football? Look at his stats later.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Oh, he doesn't catch the football. Well, then that's it. Forget it then.
He's not a great pass catcher.
If he can't catch it, they have no interest. That's the rub right there. Let's see. Receiving last year, he had 21 catches.
Right.
Yeah. His high was 40, though. He had a high of 40 a couple years ago. That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Let's go to Sean and Malvern. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's going on, Malvern?
What's up, Sean?
Malvern Prep alumni.
You got a bargain going to that school.
Yeah, apparently.
31K? You kidding me?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that when I went there, but it was a little bit lower than that.
Yeah.
What about Chestnut Academy? Were they on there?
Oh, Chestnut Hill Academy is another Interact school. I'm guessing that's a little less than the Penn Trotters of the world. We'll see if it's less. We'll see if it brings up the rear here. For so far, Malvern, the bargain.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised, actually, mm-hmm. that Haverford's leading the way. I always thought Malvern, but I guess they're further out from the city, so maybe that's the deal.
And then the schools give scholarships to athletes, right? Oh, it's 39 Chestnut Hill. Ooh. So 39.
I think Malvern's more athletic. I don't really think more academic. I don't really know if they give too many athletic scholarships.
No, Ben Davis went to Malvern. Must have gone there for a reason. Alex Hornibrook, the quarterback of Wisconsin, went there. I'm sure those fellas were pried by scholarship money.
Yeah, I guess. By the way, about the free agency of the Eagles, I'm really psyched about what we did with Deshaun Jackson. I think bringing him back was an excellent move. I think, with Carson Wentz's arm, he's just going to be able to launch that ball big time to him, if he gets out there and still has that speed like he did. I'm just a little bit worried what we're going to do running back, but I guess, as they say, running backs are, I don't want to be cruel, but you look at what New England Patriots have done. They haven't really won anything with a stellar running back in their days, so... you just need a guy who can hold on to the ball and, get you those yards when you need it.
Yeah, I think a little more. I see the Patriots are a bad example because everything fits in their system with the greatest quarterback who ever lived. So I think the Eagles need a little more than what they have. They're certainly in need of something.
Okay, so you think we need a running back still?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Mike. Thanks.
All right, Sean, you got it, buddy. Yeah, how about Matt Ryan getting pride from Exton to go to PC? Think there were a couple scholarship dollars involved in that?
Yes. They found a way.
Right?
They found a way.
Commute from Exton to Penn Charter? That's a long haul every day. You got to get something out of that. 610-632-0975. We'll talk to John Clark, who tracked down DeSean Jackson at the airport, and see if John got the impression that we're dealing with a much more mature DeSean. Back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.